Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for today comes from John chapter 6, which you have just heard. Please be seated. It's all the rage these days to be healthy. Just think about it. You go on Facebook, you see all these healthy recipes you're never probably going to make. You look in the newspaper, they're always telling you what to eat. You turn on the news and you find out that stuff you've been eating for years gives you 17 diseases and 6 types of cancer. You know, it's kind of hard to know what's good and what's bad, but we have a general idea of it. But we do live in a diet-obsessed culture. We're always worried about what we eat. We're always worried about being healthy. We're always worried about if we're going to have a long life. And the truth is, if we do eat healthy, we do generally live longer. But no amount of kale or mushroom salad will ever stop you from getting hit by a bus. And that's the truth. God knows the future, and even though we try to take care of ourselves, sometimes things happen and tragedy does strike. The idea in our culture is that we want to live as long as we can, and that's good. We want to see our children grow up, we want to see our grandchildren, and even our great-grandchildren. And so we take care of our bodies, and we do that. But the truth is, I'm not going to stand here and lecture you on healthy eating, because I really don't have any room to talk. But the truth is that Jesus is the only diet, the only health plan, per se, that would ever grant us eternal life. As we just heard in our gospel text from John 6, which is a continuation of last week's text, Jesus presents himself as the true bread of life, the true bread of heaven that comes to us for our salvation only by the grace of God. Through this, we see one thing, that Jesus continually sustains us, and that through his flesh, we have life and salvation. Our earthly diet here in the world only gives us strength for a little while, and it doesn't do us good in the long run. Like you just heard in my children's sermon, you can't eat all your food for the week in one day. That just wouldn't make any sense. We have to eat specific things, specific days, just like the food pyramid that you learned in school. You don't want to eat the good-tasting things on top. You want to eat the vegetables and the fruits and the salads and all that sort of stuff. We do need to eat. We need our energy, and if we don't have it, we get sad, depressed, and we're starving, and for lack of a better term, we're hangry. In Exodus, the Israelites were kind of in that same situation. They didn't have anything to eat, so they were angry, hungry, tired, and scared. And because of that, they didn't trust in God. They were entirely disobedient and disobeyed what God had told them, even though he had promised them life. He had promised them deliverance. But they still didn't believe it, and so they worshiped false gods. They doubted God and grumbled among themselves. God, though, still was faithful to his promise and granted them manna in the desert, which was more than enough for them to eat. God, too, works this way on earth. He provides for all of mankind. No matter if you're the most ardent atheist or the most faithful Christian, the rain will still fall on your crops because God fulfills his promises. He will continue to preserve his creation here on earth. However, we are lost and we are sinful, and that has consequences. Much like the Israelites and Moses in the wilderness, we're also blind to God's providence and what he's done for us on earth. Because of our own shortcomings and because of Adam and Eve's sins in the garden, we have lost the eternal life, all because of the forbidden fruit. We too live that unhealthy diet of the forbidden fruit and that sin creeping into our lives all the time. We struggle daily with the sins of our flesh, and because we have sins of lust, greed, desire, and we desire things of other people. We desire their fruits, so to say. Jesus says in verse 58 of our text today, "This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the fathers ate and died." Jesus alone is our medication and our salvation, and only through him will we have that everlasting nourishment. Jesus came to be our bread of life, for our benefit and not for the sake of anything else. Through him alone, we are delivered from the power of the devil. Jesus is the ultimate health food, but you can't exactly go buy him at Walmart. No longer do we have to struggle with deadly sin because of our starving need for redemption, which we continually and daily have. God sent his only son into the world to cure the world of the disease of sin, death, and the devil. There was no other way to do it. Jesus, again, in verse 53 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Clearly, in this instance, Jesus is talking that the only way to everlasting life is through him. There's no other food, there's no other person, there's no other way, there's no other thought other than the blood of Jesus Christ. The overwhelming sacrifice that Jesus gave us on the cross is the life of the world. Through his blood and through his flesh, the world was granted everlasting life. It isn't, though, anything we do. It's only through him that we have this life. Through the will of God alone, we are rescued from our sin. The eternal will of God through all space and time was given to Jesus, and through his acts, we are saved. Jesus, again, in verse 65 says, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." Again, it is not our decision. It's God's decision alone. We know that Jesus died on the cross. We hear it all the time. But how does that actually change our lives today? Does the gospel actually change who we are? Of course it does. It's not just for show. It's living and breathing still in our church today. The living bread of heaven still comes to us. The living bread is the Word, and the Word is eternal life. We do have a constant need for Jesus. We do have a constant need for that victory over our daily struggles. Much like the fact that we need food, we constantly need God. Again, Jesus says, "The Spirit gives life, and the flesh is no help at all." The Holy Spirit continually gives us life. Through the waters of baptism, we're made new through God's will, through the blood of Jesus, through his death and resurrection, and we continually partake of his supper on the cross. That is the eternal diet. The Lord's Supper. The gift of the Lord's Supper is what we partake and is the ultimate health food. In the end, Jesus is the only thing that could ever grant us everlasting life. No diet or health plan would ever make us healthier than Christ makes us each and every day. May we continue to enjoy his precious gifts now and forever. Amen. Please rise. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.